Good morning. It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Hope you're having a terrific day. And I sure hope you join me tomorrow, our 10 o'clock hour. We have a special instead of Air Talk, but I'll still be hosting. It's a regional call-in special looking at the changing climate of the American West. We'll have reporters who'll be joining us from Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, and various cities in California. We'll be talking about some of the climate issues in their communities. We'll also talk about the 2020 presidential candidates and their climate change plans. And we'll hear from listeners throughout the American Southwest who'll be calling in and talking about what they would like to hear presidential candidates say about climate change. That's all coming your way live tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock Pacific time here on KPCC. For any of your friends who might be listening in the Mountain Time Zone, it's, of course, an hour ahead of us, 11 o'clock for those listening in Colorado. That's tomorrow morning at 10, followed by Film Week at 11 here on 89.3 KPCC. And speaking of Film Week, we're going to hear what our critics have to say about Ad Astra, starring Brad Pitt and Tommy Lee Jones. Downton Abbey, which, of course, adapted from the very popular television series. And Diego Maradona, which looks at the life of the great Argentinian football player, that documentary. So we'll hear about those and many more films tomorrow at 11 o'clock, Film Week, here on 89.3 KPCC. Well, yesterday, former President Jimmy Carter, who's now 95 years old, was jokingly asked at an event in Atlanta, since he'd only served one term as president, whether he might be convinced to run.
Well, I hope there's an age limit. If I were just 80 years old, if I was 15 years younger, I don't believe I could undertake the duties that I experienced when I was president.
And I went on to say how challenging it is, all the things that you have to keep top of mind as president to be able to do the job. This, of course, at a time when we have Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, 76 and 78 years of age, respectively. You've got President Trump over the age of 70. The question is, should there be an upper age limit for the American president? We're at 866-893-KPCC, 866-893-5722, or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. And let me ask you, particularly controversial part of this, should it be different based on gender? Now, we know that women live several years longer on average than men. I would contend that on average, generally, women live healthier into later age than men do. So if you were going to have an upper age limit, would it be different based on gender? Or would it be inherently wrong, given that it's highly individualized, the rate at which someone ages, the rate at which their brain particularly ages? What do you think? 866-893-KPCC or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. By the way, the average age of a U.S. president upon entering office is just over 55. 55 years and 3 months, the average age. Of course, the president who was the oldest in office was Ronald Reagan. And there are those who say that he exhibited symptoms of the Alzheimer's disease from which he would suffer later in his life, that he was already experiencing that even in the last couple of years of his presidency. Donald Trump was the oldest person elected first term of presidency. He was 70 years, 220 days. Again, 866-893-KPCC. If either Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders were elected as the next president, they would turn 80 in office. Sanders would turn 80 just a little over a year into his term. Joe Biden would also turn 80 in his first term in office. Ronald Reagan, at the point of his first Election to the presidency, 69 years, 349 days. Of course, when he was reelected, that was the oldest that any American president, anyone has been elected to a term as American president. Peter, in North Hollywood, what do you think of an upper age limit?
I think it would be great if we had an upper age limit of maybe 70 or something like that, as well as a check for health, mental, you know, Alzheimer's, maybe the ability to get a high school diploma again, you know, some kind of testing. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I think the health check would be difficult, and I'd be interested in hearing your thoughts, but there's so many gray areas in that, and so much would depend on who the consulting physician is, who did the workup of the presidential candidate. I don't know. I guess you'd have to come up with some sort of a panel to do it to provide a degree of objectivity. How would you do that, Peter?
Well, I'm absolutely sure that it would be used to manipulate and disqualify great candidates. So I don't actually think we should do that.
Okay.
I think it'd be maybe just opening their health records to the public or something like that, so that at least the public had some idea of what they were getting into.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate it. Peter, thank you so much. So he's thinking maybe 70 years of age. Now, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm 60 myself, but 70 feels a little young to me for that. I mean, I look at Elizabeth Warren, for example. She's 70, but obviously, at least to me, I don't see any indications of any negative aging on her part that would be an issue. Certainly with Joe Biden, he seems much older to me than when he was vice president. Voters will determine whether they think he's too old or not. Bernie Sanders, I think, you know, you certainly see aging with Bernie Sanders, but I don't think there's anything mentally that at least I would point to about Bernie Sanders that would say is age-related for him. 866-893-KPECC. Paul in Hollywood, what do you think of Jimmy Carter's comment? Do you think there should be an upper limit?
No, I don't think there should be an upper limit. But, you know, it's kind of funny because you just reflected my sentiments. I casually met Bernie Sanders at one time. He's physically strong and mentally sharp. You know, as much as I love, what's his name?
Joe Biden, or who were you thinking of?
I love him. There seems to be some mental decline that's taking place. But I think that ultimately the voter should decide.
Yeah, that is just too individual on a case by case basis that you just couldn't find the year that would everybody would agree on.
Precisely.
All right. Paul, I appreciate it very much. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Lori in Long Beach, what do you think of the concept?
Hi.
Hi.
I think there should be an age limit, and the reason why I say that is because I was thinking about doing a second job, basically going into a different career, and I started looking into federal agencies, one of which was the Department of State, and all those agencies have limits, like you can't be over 60 and even apply. So
that's interesting. I didn't realize that. A 60 age limit, because so often the mandatory retirement or age limits on applications have been struck down, except in cases where you've got a physical demands of a job, which there might be age relationship to that. But, you know, even in those cases, I think that's proven to be kind of dicey because the physical capabilities of people later in life, again, are so highly variable. 866-893-KPECC. Julie writes on the page, my mother's 84. She's as sharp and functional as a 60-year-old. She's a naturalized citizen. So fortunately for me, she can't run for president. That's right. Julie, thanks so much. Yeah, I think I shared this on the air a couple weeks ago. I was at a funeral for my aunt, And a very close family friend was at the memorial service, and she's 99, ready to turn 100, still driving, sharp as can be. She's come to many of our KPCC remote broadcasts. I've seen her over these past 20 years, and I do not detect a decline. She's 99 years old. So you do get outliers like that who are remarkable agers who just seem to defy limits on age. And at some point, they'll stop going, but you don't see the decline on the way to whenever that ultimate endpoint arrives. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Let's see. Mike in Huntington Beach, what do you think of an upper age limit on the presidency?
Larry, I think there should be one. I'm approaching 73, and I feel that not necessarily mentally, but sometimes from the physical standpoint, that stamina may be an issue. I think candidates should have to take an independent physical test that's shared with everyone to at least give people an idea of what's headed their way.
Okay. Now for you, I don't know if you said this, but this is you feel aging for you is more physical than mental?
I think the physical part will be the issue before the mental part would be.
And, of course, the problem is that's different for different people. We don't necessarily physically and mentally age at the same pace. And how would you know with a presidential candidate whether it's someone who might, you know, physically be limited but the mind is still fully intact versus someone who looks great in front of television cameras but mentally they've lost quite a bit? How would you?
They're probably any sort of the tests that we go through, running on a treadmill, stamina type, and lung capacity. Oxygenation, things like that, which are going to contribute to, you know, the mental capacity later on.
All right, Mike, I appreciate it. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.works. So, Mike, thinking mid-70s the cutoff, that would still allow Elizabeth Warren to run, but it would leave out Joe and Bernie. They wouldn't be allowed, nor would Donald Trump. 866-893-5722. James writes on the page, there's an 80-something-year-old logger on the show, Axeman, still cutting down trees. James, I love that. I wasn't aware of that. 866-893. That is hard work. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. David in Culver City said, I think if you're going to surpass the average life expectancy of an American in your first term, you should be disqualified. Why not tie it to the age of Social Security retirement? Well, an average life expectancy, though, that takes into account, you know, people who die very young. It takes into account people all different socioeconomic backgrounds. And you could argue the people that are running for the presidency are typically coming from higher socioeconomic backgrounds where they've had better health care, they've had better access to education, they're involved in more cognitive challenges during the course of the day because of the kind of work that they've done. So if you were to tie it to the average life expectancy, you might be shortchanging the contributions that people would make using that as the baseline. 866-893-KPECC. Julie in Glendale, what do you think? An upper age limit for the presidency?
No, not necessarily. But objectively, I feel that there should be, I'm a retired psychologist, I feel that there should be some cognitive testing. As we monitor the president currently for medical things, before we bring a new president in, which thank goodness for President Carter. Don't we all have concerns about Joe Biden? And I he's the leading Democrat candidate, but there are these concerns. So cognitively.
Now, let me just interrupt for a moment, Julie. So you're a retired psychologist. Do you think it's possible to come up with a truly objective test that wouldn't be politicized and that people would respect?
Oh, yes, absolutely, Larry.
Okay, Julie, I appreciate it. We're taking listener calls on Jimmy Carter's comment yesterday. He's 95 now. And I have to say, I've interviewed him a couple times in his 80s and very, very sharp, no question. But he said in this interview in Georgia yesterday that he didn't think it was a good thing to have a president over the age of 80. He didn't think, despite all the work he was doing in his 80s, that he really would have been up to the task and doesn't think we should have presidents who were that old. You can share your comments on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Lisa in Long Beach wants to raise the issue. What about FDR and his physical disabilities as a result of polio? He was physically incapacitated or limited. He still led us through the war. Lisa, that's a terrific point. So glad that you bring that up. And Alex in the Miracle Mile District said, what I find in my own aging is I'm getting wiser. With age comes greater experience. We want someone like that. Thanks so much for your comments on what former President Carter had to say. Coming up on Air Talk, we'll take a look at the public service campaign against vaping. And are people who see it going to take it seriously? Back in a minute.